Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
So basically, we have Colm and Lucy in the morning for the crack.
Working from 6 o'clock every morning, so I love listening to Colm and Lucy.
They're like an old married couple. And I know they're not married to each other, but they might as well be, you know.
The home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
Don't forget that return again. Send it back like a boss with Unpost Returns. We even collect from your door. Unpost, for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's 8 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Joe Caulfield. The government is hopeful that asylum seekers can be moved to a portion of the Thornton Hall in North County Dublin within weeks. There are currently 1,780 asylum seekers without state-provided accommodation. Our chief reporter, Barry White, has more from North County Dublin.
This evening, there are a number of security guards on the Thornton Hall site in North County Dublin. So it looks like the plans to use a portion of the site for tented accommodation for asylum seekers are already underway. A number of locals who live adjacent to Thornton Hall say they would have concerns about the plans as there's no facilities on the site. However, it's understood toilet and sanitary facilities could be put in place within 4 weeks.
There are calls for better protections for vulnerable renters and regulation of websites advertising sex for rent. A new report has found women fleeing domestic violence or those leaving direct provision accommodation are among the groups most likely to be exploited. The National Women's Council is calling for sex for rent as well as sexual propositions by predatory landlords to be made a criminal offence. Orla O'Connor, Director of the National Women's Council of Ireland, says stronger regulations are needed.
We've put ads into the report where it's very clear what the landlord is proposing. And then also what can happen is for some tenants in situ that proposals can be made by landlords. There needs to be more regulations in terms of platforms that are carrying ads for sex for rent arrangements.
Israel's defence minister says more troops are being sent to join their offensive in Rafah. Around 6,000 Palestinians have been driven out of the city since the beginning of last week, according to the United Nations. The US and other allies have warned that any major operation there would be catastrophic for civilians, but Yoav Gallant claims they're wearing Hamas down.
Hundreds of targets have already been struck and our forces are manoeuvring and they've reached close to the lines. This operation will continue with additional forces that will enter the area.
And finally for now, Sony Music has reportedly written to over 700 AI developers and streaming services to warn about unauthorised use of its content. The label is publicly against allowing tracks from artists like Beyoncé and Harry Styles to be used in the tech. Sony is understood to be concerned about AI models scraping its music and learning from it without permission. That's it for now. We'll have more in an hour.
Ireland's weather.
With McCarthy Insurance Group. For better value, home, farm, motor, life, health and business insurance in 2024. MIG.ie.
Tonight, outbreaks of heavy and thundery rain will affect parts of Leinster and Munster, but it will be mainly dry elsewhere with a mix of cloud and clear spells. Lowest temperatures of 9 to 12 degrees. And now you're up to date on the home of What Did Lucy Kennedy Say to Colm Hayes? Weekday mornings on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s in Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
With Ruth Scott.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Oh, thinking about young and wild and free. Now nothing can take you away from me. We've been down that road before, but that's over now. You keep me coming.
This is Ruth Scott at Night.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Day after day, time passes away, and I just can't get you off my mind. Nobody knows I hide it inside. I keep on searching, but I can't find.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, your home of the 80s and 90s, with myself, Ruth Scott, Monday to Thursday, 7 to 9pm. Don't you just know that somewhere there's a shed or a garage with all of Westlife's white suits from their early days of music videos? Yeah, be a great old place to have a rummage. Right, on the way this hour, why is somebody being paid to get hit on the forehead with a spoon? And fear not, even if you didn't get to go to him tonight, we're thinking of you. Eyes. On stage already, Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
I get up in the evening and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired. Man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire.
Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know you cares. You can't start a fire. You can't start a fire without a spark. This gun's for hire. Even if we're just dancing in the dark. Kiss the wine and it's on me. I shake this world off my shoulders. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. Stay on the streets of this town, and they'll be carving you up all right. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a five-star tonight. I'm dying for some action. I'm sick of sitting around here trying to write this book. I need a little.
The 80s and 90s in Scariff.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
like a girl changes clothes. Cause you're hot.
Katy Perry, Hot and Cold on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with me, Ruth Scott. I'm now going to attempt to answer the question, why is someone being paid to get hit on the forehead with a spoon? And this is because I read a story earlier about John Cleese. He's in the news today because he was at the opening night of Fawlty Towers, the play. And if you've never seen an episode of Fawlty Towers, I don't want to say you haven't lived, but you kind of haven't. It's a classic. It's been around for decades. And it's Basil Fawlty and his wife, Sybil. They were on Fawlty Towers, the guest house slash hotel. It's a kip of a place. And there's a guy working there called Manuel, who is always at the end of Basil's temper and at the end of getting a wallop of a spoon as well.
Oh, this Basil's wife. This Basil. This spackle head.
Today we have beef, veal or sausages. Bangers.
Look, shut up.
Eh?
Shut up.
Oh, see, shut up. Yes, I understand.
Well,
yes.
Will you please shut up?
See, I shut up.
Now, while we're away...
Shut up.
Shut up!
I'm just imagining being the actor who plays Manuel in the stage version of Fawlty Towers. You just repeatedly be hit with a spoon on the forehead. Presumably they have a nice rubber spoon as a prop. Otherwise, gee, there'd be lawsuits and serious bruising. Right, still to come tonight... I am going to remind you of some of today's incorrect guesses for what Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes. And I'm also going to remind you where you can catch up on five of some of the most frequently asked incorrect guesses, all in the hope of helping you win a whole heap of cash this week on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Previously on Colm and Lucy in the Morning.
Margaret, are you joking?
No, this is not a joke.
It's not a joke, people.
Colm mightn't like it.
Oh, no. Now you've piqued my interest.
We're thinking, how many times have you dyed your hair?
Hey, back off there. Oh, my God. All morning we were trying to get Lucy to laugh. That's all it took.
Margaret wants to know the truth.
In my life, because of you.
Twice.
Once.
The first time you went orange.
Colm and Lucy in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 a.m. with Noyx Newmans. For your kitchens, floors, decks and doors.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio. Jobs Expo Cork is back. The leading careers fair in the South returns to UCC's De Vere Hall on Saturday 25th of May, packed with job vacancies and opportunities. Join us on the day and meet some of Munster's leading employers, attend exciting talks and get CV and career advice all free of charge. That's Jobs Expo Cork, Saturday 25th of May at UCC's De Vere Hall. Register for your free tickets at jobsexpo.ie.
Knox Hotel Galway. We're all about the sleep. Comfy beds. Food served all day. Cocktails to die for. Fantastic location. Free parking. Knox Hotel. That's NOX. Eat, sleep, stay. Book direct for best rates.
This is the home of Gareth O'Callaghan, Saturdays from 10 a.m. and the home of the 80s and 90s all day. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
More of the 80s and 90s.
With Ruth Scott and DFI Beds. Superior quality Irish-made beds and mattresses delivered free anywhere in Ireland. DFIbeds.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me. And all
Classic Hits Radio.
The home of the 80s and 90s.
Come on, hold my hand. I wanna contact the living. Not sure I understand this role I've been given. Sit and talk to God, and he just laughs at my plans. My head speaks a language I don't understand. I just wanna feel real love, feel the home that I live in. I got too much life running through my veins, going to waste. I don't wanna die, but I ain't keen on living either. Before I fall in love, I'm preparing to leave her. Kill myself today. That's why I keep on running before I've arrived. I can see myself coming. I just wanna feel real love, feel the home that I live in. 'Cause I got too much life running through my veins, going to waste. And I need to feel real love and love in the rafter. I cannot get enough.
too much love running through my veins to go to waste. I just wanna feel real love and love ever after. There's a hole in my soul, you can see it in my face. It's a real big place.
Robbie Williams and Feel on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with myself, Ruth Scott. The home of the competition, what Lucy Kennedy said to Colm Hayes. Yeah, we're still rumbling this one along. It's a couple of weeks out. I'm sure you've heard this by now.
How?
Ah, the answer is two.
Okay, so we want to know the question. No, not now, not now. You get four chances to play across the day. And you basically get to come on air and give it a guess. Now, some of this evening's incorrect guesses, because there was some callers on with Damien Farley. How many children have you got? No. How many jobs do you have? No. And you don't want to hear that sound effect either. Because that means you don't win the $3,000. So, put your mind to it, and your very next chance to play happens just after 7. Colm and Lucy in the morning, tomorrow on Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
There's talk on the street, it sounds so familiar. Great expectations, everybody's watching you. People you meet, they all seem to know you. Even your old friends treat you like you're something new. Johnny come lately, the new kid in town. Everybody loves you, so don't let them down. You look in her eyes, the music begins to play. Romantics, here we go again. But after a while, you look in the other way. It's those restless hearts that never mend. Johnny, come late. So many things you should have told her.
Home of the 80s and 90s.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Just like that murder in 73, just like that robbery in 62, well, all these things that have happened to me, I kept them all in, I kept it all in.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio, your home of the 80s and 90s, with me, Ruth Scott. Now, I saw the story earlier today and I had to Google why Michael Schumacher's watches were put on sale. So it's actually his family, the Schumachers, were selling them in an auction house to coincide with the 30th anniversary of his first Formula One Drivers' Championship win, which happened in 1994. And the watches, there's eight of them, okay? They sold, God, it's just an enormous sum of money for watches. Eight watches were sold and the sum of money raised came to about 4 million Swiss francs, which, don't you worry, I've converted it for you, 4.1 million euros. at an auction in Geneva. Imagine. So I was just thinking, if you've ever thought of buying someone a present of a watch, probably not going to be one of those kind of ones that Michael Schumacher used to wear. Bit pricey, bit beyond our pay packet, I guess. On the way in a few minutes' time, what Dermot O'Leary and Soda Bread have in common?
Damien Farrelly in the afternoon.
Weekday afternoons from 2, please join me for the latest trending stories. If you love your nostalgia, it's a bit like reeling in the ears on the radio. We call it Back to the Future. There's over €2,000 to be won if you can tell me what Lucy Kennedy said to Column A's. Plus, only top tunes from the 80s and 90s.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. with Tesco. Feel the power to lower prices with your Tesco Club card.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Every new morning embraced. Every daily tradition continued. Every extra candle lit. Every new challenge accepted. And every obstacle overcome. Every moment is precious. That's why Breakthrough Cancer Research funds research into better, smarter, and kinder treatments. Because every breakthrough brings us closer to 100% survival for 100% of cancers. Donate today at breakthroughcancerresearch.ie.
Hi, Jennifer here from Two's Company, Ireland's leading dating agency. Are you fed up wasting time online, searching through countless profiles? Try a more personal and professional approach. Two's Company guarantee introductions to people who really want a relationship, people with a very high level of compatibility. So sit back and let us do the searching for you. See twoscompany.ie today. And remember, you're in good company with Two's Company.
Now, more of the 80s and 90s.
With Ruth Scott and DFI Beds. Superior quality Irish-made beds and mattresses delivered free anywhere in Ireland. DFIbeds.ie.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Love comes to town, I'm gonna jump that train with love.
80s and 90s. Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Your home of the 80s and 90s. It's Ireland's Classic Hits Radio with me, Ruth Scott. I know it sounds like the start of a rubbish joke, but what do German O'Leary and Soda Bread have in common? I'm afraid it's not a punchline, but it's a very true story that he's currently in Ireland filming a new ITV series called Dermot's Taste of Ireland. And he's going to be brought around Ireland to have things like Irish stew, soda bread, fresh seafood, boxed tea, potato pancakes. I mean, I'm seriously hoping somebody gives them a spice bag, or at the very least, a 3-in-1. This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on, I could offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. When the evening shadows and the stars appear and there is no one there to dry your tears, I could hold you for a million. To make you feel my love.
This is Ruth Scott at Night.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
Your home of the 80s and 90s in Shannon.
Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's almost 9 o'clock.
And it's almost you-know-who's birthday. Don't forget to send their present to make their day extra special. Unpussed, for your world.
Across Cork, Limerick, Clare and Galway.
On your phone.
And on your smart speaker.
This is the home of the 80s and 90s.
This is Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
It's 9 o'clock. Good evening. I'm Joe Caulfield. A woman has died and two other people have been injured in a crash in County Mayo. It happened shortly before midday, Fionnuala Corbett reports.
The three-car collision happened on the N17 at Ballandine near Claremorris. A woman in her late 50s was pronounced dead at the scene and her body's been brought to Castlebar Hospital, where a post-mortem exam will be carried out. The drivers of the other two cars were brought to hospital and it's believed their injuries are not life-threatening. Garda Forensic Collision Investigators have examined the scene and the local coroner has been notified. Garda are appealing to any witnesses or anyone with dash